bottom of Kufyud Gimel Amud Beis. Umra Vacha Bar Abba, Umra Byochanan, Minayin, Lashinui Begodim, Min HaTorah. How do you know that changing clothing to nicer, cleaner clothing is something that is proper? Shenemar Poshal Es Begoda V'Lovash Begodim Acherim. By the Kohen, when he took out the deshen, the ashes on the Mizbeah, so it says he takes off his clothing he was wearing and he wears new clothing. The godim shabishal ben kdeir l'rabo, the clothing that you use to cook for your rebbe, right? Al yimzog ben kos l'rabo, something that's a lesser kind of service where you can use lesser clothing because you get dirty when you cook. So you shouldn't use those to pour a kos to your rebbe. You should get dressed up in nicer clothing. And the Marsha relates this directly to Shabbos. The same clothing you wore on Friday to cook your meals, right, shouldn't wear on Friday night when you make Kiddush. Minayin l'shini begodim, Rashi shu derech kovod lefnei amakum. This is considered kovod, wearing nice clothing. V'lovash begodim acherim, v'hotzias hadeshen. Hiskiku akosev vilbosh begodim p'chusim b'shas hotzias hadeshen. The Torah said, should put on lesser clothing when you take out the ashes. She'eino avoda chashuba. That's not as important an avoda as the other avoda. Kedesh lo yimasu begodim hakashuvim she'oved bohem avoda sachilu shtiyu kigom kitur v'nisuch. Right, that his clothing shouldn't become dirty by taking out the ashes, and then he'll serve in dirty clothing. So therefore, you should take them off, put on clothing that's fit for work clothing, and then put back on the kavadika clothing. The Tana Dvar Bishmel B'drosha D'Hai Krah B'Godim Shabishol Vem K'teira L'Rabo Dumya D'Hotzos Hadeshen. That's like the preparation kind of things, cooking. You get dirty, so you wear lesser, you wear work clothes. So we see that putting on nicer clothing is an inyan of kavod. It's not, it's a disgrace for a Talmud Chacham to go out with patched shoes to the shuk. For Rav Acha Bar Chanina Nothik, the Gemara says Rav Acha Bar Chanina used to wear patched shoes. We're not talking about just one patch. One patch is okay. But a patch on top of a patch, that's already a disgrace. And the Gemara in Bracha says other tnoim. It has to be dafka in the summer, not in the winter when it's covered with mud anyway. It doesn't make a difference. Talmud Chacham wears grease stains on his clothing is chayiv misa. Shenemar kol misanai ehavu mavis. All those that hate me love death. Al tikre misanai ela masniai. People who make other people hate me. See 1 second why Talmud Chacham wears dirty clothing makes other people hate the Ribbono Shel Olam. Revav shuman vechelet. It's oil. What's it called? The fat or different kinds of fat. Chayiv misa. Or others say it's wax, or other kinds of, what's it called, of greasy kinds of things. Chayiv misa, shetzorich lios choshu v'hogan l'kovet toroso. Just like we said, clothing is the covet of a person. It's a person who has this kind of dirt on his begodim. Rashi says, masniyai shememasim atzman be'enei habrios. These people make themselves disgusting in the eyes of people. People can't look at them because they have dirty clothing. And people say, people learn Torah, obviously, are disgusting people. And that applies to stains on a person's clothing, koshkein the koshkein, or the stains on his behavior. Ravina Omar, Ravina, and what's it called? I saw a cute word from who? I don't remember now. Rav David Mitalna. Revav, he says, in Gematria is the same Gematria as Tzaddik. So a person, Talmud Chacham, shenimtza Tzaddik al Bigdo. He's only a Tzaddik externally, but internally not, so he's Chayiv Misa. Ravina Omar Revad Itmar. Not Revav, not oil, but or grease, but Revad. Revad, Rashi says, is Shichva Zera. Rashi, Revad, Shikva zera loshen marvadim rivadati ersi, rifadati vikishtati bipsomi minim hamachnisim taiva vitizokikli. The word rivad has a euphemistic meaning to mean zera, shikva zera. So here it's mashma, only shikva zera is something that you chayiv misa for. And there it says rivad, even grease. It marvelo plige, hobiglim or hobilavusha. Depends if it's on your outer clothing or on your inner clothing. On the outer clothing, right, even grease is a ganai. Rashi says, Biglima, Shehu Elyon, Afilu, Shehu Elyon, at the outer clothing, Afilu Ravav. Bilvushu Tachton, but the Bilvush, which is a shirt, which is underneath your jacket or robe. Ravad in Ravav Lo. There it's only Shechva Zera that is, that's Mius. The, what's it called? Rach, Rabbeinu Hananel, says a different pshat. Why it's what's it called chayiv misa? Why it's masniya? Why it's people hate you? Because since it's what's it called? It's wet stains. People stay away from him because they don't want to get their clothing dirty from him. So they separate themselves from talmidei chachamim. And when you separate yourself, keep yourself away from somebody, then you will begin to hate them. And the Chazon Ish says l'fi zeh, that's only if it's wet. But if it's dry, then the people can't get stained from somebody else's dry stains. The Rabbeinu Hananel also says that Rivad is not Shechva Zera, but it's Dam Yovesh, it's dry blood. And the dried blood is only a problem if it's what's it called on the inside Beged. But right, because then they'll think that he, what's it called, that he had relations with a nida. On the other hand, on the outside Beged, there people say that he laid down on something, like sat on a bug or something, and that's why it's a problem. Okay. The Rambam brings this down, but he doesn't mention whether it's inside Beged, outside Beged, what kind of stain it is. He just says it's Roy, the Talmud Chacham doesn't have stains on his Begadim. Here the Gemara's Mashma, it depends what kind of stain. So they say very poshut, I think the Seder Mishnah says, here the Gemara is talking about when you chayiv misa, and there's specific things. That it's wrong to do, it's not a proper thing, is across the board, inside, outside, whatever kind of stain. But these specific kinds of stains, for this, you're what's it called, you chayiv misa. V'om Rav Chiya Bar Abba, Om Rav Yochanan, May Dechshiv Kasher Holach Avdi Yeshayahu Orom V'yochiv. Yeshayahu HaNavi went naked and barefoot. So the Gemara obviously feels that it can't be kipshuto. Yeshayahu HaNavi didn't go mamish without clothing and mamish barefoot. So the Gemara says, Orum bibgodim bluim. Orum meant he went with worn out clothing. That was for him considered Orum. The Yochet menalai matuloim. And Yochet means he went with shoes with patches on them. And Mestamid means patches on patches. And he did that, what's it called, Bidvar Hashem. The Ravon Hashem told him to do that, to act out his nevuah. So he had a right to do it because the Ravon Hashem said to do it. Okay. Okay, Rashi. No Rashi. Tanan Hosam, Revav al Hamardea Chotzeis. If you have grease, fat, on a saddle, or what's it called, a saddle cloth, what's it called, by a donkey, right, that's a mardeya. Mardeya is like a saddle. So if you put that into the mikveh, the fat is chotzeitz, it makes a chatzitza, and the tefillah is no good. Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, ad ki iser haitalki. It has to be the size of an iser haitalki in order to be chotzeitz. Less than that, the halacha is like this. From the Torah, the only thing that's chotzeitz is something that covers most of the thing that needs tefillah, and you're makbid on it. If you're not makbid on it, you don't care that it's there. You're going to leave it there. You're not going to take it off. So take the stain out, or the thing that's on top of the beged, or on your skin, or whatever, then even if it covers most of your body, or covers most of the beged, it's not chotzeitz min haTorah. If it covers less than rov, even if you are makbid, it's not chotzeitz min haTorah. The Rabbanan, where goes there, on miut, hamakbid, what's it called, that it's chotzeitz, even if it's not rov, but you are makbid on it, because it has one of the tznoyim that's negative. It's also chotzeitz. And rov, that's not, you're not makbid on, is also chotzeitz. Either one that's chada l'reyesa, one of the bad things, the rabbanim were gozer, but if it has both milas, it's miut, and you're not makbid, then it's not chotzeitz, even with the rabbanim. So here, what's it called? Revav, on a mardeya, is chotzeitz only, it's not rov, it's a isseri talki. But if you're makbid on it, it's chotzeitz. And therefore, revav, grease on a saddle, is chotzeitz, because you're makbid on it. People don't leave the grease there, they can wash it off. The al habigodim, if the grease is on your clothing, mitzad echad on eno chotzeitz, mitzne tzadim chotzeitz. Then it's chotzeitz only if it's on both, it's enough grease to have gone through the baggage and it's on both sides. But if it's only a surface stain of grease on clothing, people aren't so makbid on. Rabbi Yehuda omer mishum Rabbi Shmuel, af mitzad echad chotzeitz. And Rabbi Yehuda said to Rabbi Shmuel that even if the stain is only on one side of the beged, the outside of the beged, it's also chotzeitz. So boy mine Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish and Rabbi Chanina, mardas mitzad echad o mishnei tzadim. Okay, now we know that a beged, what's it called? There's a machlokus, whether it's chotzeitz only if it's on both sides or even if it's on one side. What about the mardas? It said over there it's chotzeitz. Does that mean when it's on both sides of the saddle, or only on one side? Mardas mitzad echad mishnei tzadim. Or melei zulo shamati. I didn't hear beferish. Kiyotzi bo shamati. But I heard something similar that you can deduce from that what the halacha of the mardas is. The snan. Rabbi Yossi omer shel banoyim mitzad echad. We'll see in 1 second what banoyim are. But the clothing of banoyim, even one side, grease stain, is chotzeitz. Shel boor mishnei tzadim, and an avaretz on his clothing, it's only if it goes through what's it called? He's only makbid if the stain is so much that it goes through to both sides. But if it's only on one side for an avaretz, a boor, what's it called? It's not chotzeitz because he's not makbid. The lote mardas chashuva mibigdo shel avaretz. A mardas should not be more chashuv than a clothing of avaretz. By a clothing of avaretz, it has to be on both sides in order to be chotzeitz. On a saddle, the same thing. If it's not on both sides, it's not enough that a person's makbid, and it's not chotzeitz. My banoyim. So what are the banoyim? Who the revav, the grease stain, even on one side, on the outside of the beged, is chotzeitz. I'm Rabbi Yochanan, elu talmidei chachamim she'oskim b'binyano shel olam. Like bonayich, al tikre bonayich, ela bonayich, talmidei chachamim are called builders because they build the world. She'oskim b'binyano shel olam kol yemeihem. They're the ones who are building the world up. The Omer Rabbi Yochanan. Let's see Rashi till here. Al hamardash al chamor chotzeitz called over chotzeitz liyin tefila de kapir alei. If you're makbid on it, then it's chotzeitz. The chol chatzitza she makbid alav chotzeitz. Any chatzitza that you're makbid is chotzeitz, even if it's only a smaller area of the thing that you're tovling. Tnan hasam aseches mikvos the noket la mishum the boy lememer shall banoyim. This the Gemara brought this in because it wants to say about banoyim, and we spoke about having stains on the beged of a talmud chacham, so it fits with what we were talking about before. Lomer shaderech talmud chacham makbid alavusha. The derech of a talmud chacham is to be makbid since he's chayv misa if he has stains on his clothing, so he's makbid to make sure he doesn't have stains. Mishnei tzadim. There's so much of it that it's seeped through to the other side. Mardas mitzad echad omi beistadim. So we know that the clothing, what's it called, is a machlokus, whether it has to be on one side or two sides. But how about the mardas? Does that have to be dafka on two sides to be a chatzitza or even one side? Rabbi Shmuel d'omer beged mitzad echad mardas mai omar ba. Rabbi Yossi Omer shel banoyim, poligar Rabbi Yehuda, v'omer l'Rabbi Shmuel, beged shel banoyim, d'haynu talmidei chachomim, shemakpidin malavusheya mitzad echad, v'shel bur mi beit tzadim. And what's it called? Rabbi Shmuel. Who is this? Rabbi Yossi says that he argues on what Rabbi Yehuda said, that all by all begodim, it's chotzeitz, what's it called, even mitzad echad. Right? Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Rabbi Shmuel, right? that it's chotzi mitzad echad. He said, depends whose beged it is. Banoyim, it's chotzi, it's even on one side. But boor is dafka both sides. Okay, weiter. Of the Omer of Yochanan, Ezeel Talmud Chochem Shemachzirun Lo Aveda B'Tviyas Ha'ayin. Who's considered? The halacha is that you, in order to give back an Aveda, the person has to have a simen. If he doesn't have a simen, you're not sure it's his. But a Talmud Chacham, your Mavzer B'Tviyas Ha'ayin. He doesn't have any simen, but he says, I recognize that's mine. So the Gemara in Bava Metzia says that who is a Talmud Chacham that you, what's it called, return him in Aveda B'Tviyas Ha'ayin? That's a Talmud Chacham who never lies. He never lies, even where it's mutter to lie. He doesn't lie. Then you know, if he says, he recognizes it, you can believe him. Here the Gemara says a different thing. Somebody who's makbid, that if there's a stain on his beged, he turns it around, takes it off, and he switches it. So that's what's it called. That's makbid al chaluk ol hofchol. So this is a different inyan than what it's in Bava Metzia. So some say the Arzarua says in the Shulchan Aruch Takapasan like this that Rabbi Yochanan's adding a new tanai. Shmuel is the one who said in Bava Metzia that his person never lies, and here he's adding a new tanai, and it makes sense because you need two things. To be able to really be Tzvias Ayin, you have to really recognize and be makbid to know what your clothing look like. Otherwise, you may be saying, you may not be lying, but you may think that somebody else's clothes is yours because you're not so makbid to know exactly what it looks like. So it looks like your clothing. And also, you have to be somebody who doesn't lie. Because even if you know what your clothing looks like, but you lie, you may be saying on somebody else's. So only somebody who doesn't lie and knows what his clothing looks like can you be tzomich on Tzvias Ayin. The Rosh holds that Rabbi Yochanan is cholek, and he holds that even somebody who does lie when it's mutter, you can still be chozer b'Tzvias Ayin if he's makbid on his begadim. And the Drisha holds that, the Rosh, that that's dafka that you return his clothing to, but not other avedas. In other words, in his clothing, even if he's a Talmud Chacham that sometimes lies when you're allowed to, right, but he's very makbid, he's very makbid on his clothing, you can return a clothing to him. But the other way, if he's not never lies, you can return any Aveda to him, not just his clothing.
I remember I was saying that lying when it's mutter is actually called emes and asheka, it's not lying. So what's lying when it's mutter?
What? Manasholom or whatever, but he's careful not to, or to, the Gemara gives the cases over there where it's mutter to be Mishanah, Mipnei Hasholom, or Mipnei, what's it called, Tznius or Anivus. The Gemara in Bava Metzia speaks about
it. It is called lying.
It's not that it's called lying, but it's still not, the Maisa, you're being somech on a heter to be called that emes, right? In other words, it's not the preferred thing, but he avoids it. Even where it's mutter, he doesn't. Where it's to his, what's it called? The verse of Mara says, if somebody asks you if you know a mesecht, you're allowed to say you don't know it, even though you do. So he doesn't. What's it called? Rely on that, and he says it the truth. He says it doesn't. It only hurts him because now people are going to test him or whatever, want to know if he knows it. So if it only affects him, but l'shman hashalom affects other people, there he does mishana v'dibura. The cases that the Gemara gives over there are cases where it would affect him only, not affect other people. Okay. Okay. The Tur holds that Rabbi Yochanan argues on Shmuel. The halacha is like Shmuel, not like Rabbi Yochanan at all. Okay. So now, what's the case over here? That he's makbid to turn his clothing over. Okay, so the Rashi says, what's that mean? He's makbid to turn it around. Shemachzirin lo aveda b'tviyas ayin. Kivin shomer ani makira. If he says, I recognize it. Afal pishenu nosim basimin. He doesn't have a specific simin. Kedomer beil matzias. Hamakbid achaluk lahovcho lov shokishu hu hafuch. He wears it inside out. Makbid olav ahovcho. It's not so he has a stain. He puts it on inside out. He changes it around. Right? And he's makbid to wear it the right way. And other people also should be makbid to wear their clothing right, but they're not, if they put it on the wrong way, they don't have to change it. But a Talmud Chacham, right, should change it and put it on right and not wear it inside out. So the Gra says there's a deeper meaning to this Gemara. A person's begadim are his midos. Midos are considered like begadim, something that you wear. And there are two kinds of begadim. There's a purpose of a beged to cover your shame, that's cover the inside, and there's a beged that's there for kavod, what shows on the outside. There's certain midos that you do publicly, midos that are public things, and there are midos that are private things. Right? Midos that the person holds back and he covers up. And there are midos that a person is supposed to do, chesed, and things that are public. So a Talmud Chacham is makbid not to be hofech, the midos, and to do the public things privately and the private things privately. Or there's midos that a person can use for the good or use for the bad. You can be generous and it's good, and you can be generous and it's bad. So Talmud Chacham knows not to be hofech, the midah, from good to bad, but to do it in the way always that it's okay. Okay. Let's go on. V'omer Rav Yochanan, Ezeil Talmud Chacham shem mamanan also parnas al atzibur. Right? Who's a Talmud Chacham that you're mamana to be a parnas al atzibur? Ze sheshoalin also devar halacha b'chol makom v'omer afilu maseches kala. A person who you can ask a halacha anywhere, even in maseches kala, and he can answer it, he's right to be a parnas al atzibur. Tosas here is a long arichas that's mashma that knowing Maseches Kala is not an extra Ravusa. It's like even a person who knows Maseches Kala can be considered a Talmud Chacham for certain things. So basically what Tosa says is the following, that somebody who you can ask everywhere, and he even learned Maseches Kala, everything, so he's the Talmud Chacham that can be a Parnas Al Tzibur. But somebody you can ask him what he's learning it now, and he can answer, that's a Talmud Chacham, minimal Talmud Chacham. This is a maximal Talmud Chacham. He knows everything, you can ask him anywhere. The other one is he's learning what he's learning now, and you ask him, and he can answer it. And then even if it's Maseches Kala, which is an easy Masechta, short, easy Masechta, that's enough to qualify as a minimal Talmud Chacham. But if you want to have a Talmud Chacham, your Mamana, Parnas, Alat Sibur, right there it has to be somebody who's well-versed in everything, and he even learned Maseches Kala, even the things that some people don't learn because it's too Pashit or whatever, he learned that too. Okay. Rashi, b'chol makom, b'chol hashas, v'afilu maseches kala, d'lo regili bo inshi. And most people don't learn maseches kala. It's one of the maseches ketanos. V'zeh nosan libo l'garsa, and he learned what people normally don't learn. Maseches kala b'raisahi, kala b'lo broch asur l'bay l'kanida. Okay, v'om Rav Yochanan, ezeu tamut chacham shebnei iro mitzuvim lasos malachto, who is on the level of a tamut chacham that people have to support him. That the people in his city have to support him. Somebody who is not osik in his own parnasa, and he's osik in chetzei shamayim. So that person, people have to support him because he's not working for himself, right? And he's devoting his time to chetzei shamayim. So if nobody supports him, he's going to die of hunger. That's only they have to support him to have bread, but not to have luxuries. They don't have to support him to buy him a luxurious apartment, just that he should, what's it called, be able to survive. V'om Rav Yochanan, Ezeil Talmud Chacham, Kol Sheshoalin Oso Halacha, B'chol Makom V'omra. Right, who's considered a Talmud Chacham? Here it's the more minimal Talmud Chacham. Some of you can ask him, Halacha B'chol Makom, and he can tell you what it is. L'may Nafkamina, what's a Nafkamina? L'mnuye Parnas Ala Tzibur. To make him a Parnas Ala Tzibur. Ibechad Masechta Ba'asrei. If he only knows one Masechta good like that, you can ask him anywhere in the Masechta and he'll answer, then you can make him a Talmud Chacham in one place, in his place. But if what's it called, if he knows Kol HaShas, then you make him what's it called the Rosh Hashiva, you make him the Rosh Masifta, not just in his place. And the people come from all over are under his authority. Okay, Rashi. Talmud Chacham Shemnei Iro Mitzuvim Lassos Melachto, Kedomer Perek Zayin de Yuma. Kosev Echad Omer Vasisa Lecho Aron Eitz, U Kosev Echad Omer Vasu Aron Atzei Shitim. One place says, you make it, and then it says, the Tzibur has to make it. So the Talmid HaChacham, who the Tzibur is responsible for, and Talmid HaChamim that individuals are responsible for if they make a deal with them, like Yisachar and Zvulun. L'mitrach v'riftei, dover sheino yochel l'troach bo, v'chayef tluyim bo. Something that he can't get because he's not working, right? And his life depends on it. Im yodei alahashim asechas, shu osik bo, memanim oso parnas basrei. If he knows the Masechus, he's learning inside out, then you can make him a leader in his city itself. He knows all the Masechus, not just the one he's learning. So then you make him a Rosh Hashiva. Reb Shimon ben Lakish Omar, Eilu Kelim Luyarin Haboy Medina Sayon. Okay, now we're going back. What's Banoyim are. Rabbi Yossi says, what are Banoyim? Shall Banoyim mitzad echad, right? That even a stain on one side of the Gbege, the outside, is considered a chatzitza for Banoyim. And Rabbi Yochanan said, Banoyim are Talmidei Chachamim. Reish Lakish said, no, Banoyim, where the stain, even on the outside, is your makbiran, is not Talmidei Chachamim. Those are Banoyim, are Kelim ha'ulayrin ha'boyim medina sayom. They're special kalim that come from Chutz Laretz, and they're very expensive kalim, and people are makbid on them, that a stain, even on the outside, is, what's it called, they're makbid. They immediately clean it. Rashi, elu kalim ulayrin, hodisnan banoi mitzad echad, hainu kalim shel ulayrin, baloni. They're the clothing of, what's it called, a bathhouse attendants, that they used to wear very choshuva clothing, the choshuva robes. Sheyesh lahem alot natios chashuvos esatik b'hem b'nei adam chashuvim. They have special robes, right, or towels that they give to chashuva people to wear when they come out of the bath. Umakpidim al tinuf ma'at. They're very makpid, it doesn't get dirty. Banoyim lashem beibani. Why are they called banoyim? Because beibani is a bathhouse. Samara says l'meimra dechiyure ninu. It's mashma that these clothing are white. And therefore, they're very makbid, that not any kind of stain on a white clothing is what's it called, the people are makbid on. The Ha'amarlu Rabbiani Lebonov, Bonai Altik Baruni Lobekalim Levonim, the Lobekalim Shchorim. Don't bury me in white tachrichim or in black tachrichim. Why? Shemelo Levonim, Shemelo Eskeve Eye Kechosim Ben Avela. Because don't bury me in white tachrichim, because maybe I won't be Zocha to be amongst the tzaddikim. And I'll be amongst the Rishoyim, who are all wearing black. And I'll look like a Chosin amongst the Avelim. I'll be out of place. Shchorim, don't bury me in black clothing. Maybe I will be Zoche, and I'll be the only one wearing black amongst everybody else wearing white. Right? Bury me in the Kalim, like the bathhouse attendants have, that come from Chutz Laretz. Mashma, they're not white and they're not black. They're colored, right? Alma sumkinin. Rashi learns it means they're red. And the Miri says it means they're colored. Red, green, they're not white or black. So where it says lokasha. Habiglimi, habilavushe. It depends which kind of clothing. See Rashi. Lamemra dechiurininu, demakpidim al revav shalehem, dilu sumki lo mingu betinuf pursa. If they'd be colored, it wouldn't be such a big deal if there's a little grease on it. But if it's white, that's when you're makbid. So these kalim ho'olarim must be white kalim. Shemeloeska ve'eshe bin osim shenidonim b'gehenim. Shedom l'shulek teira. People in Gehenim are all wearing black, right? They're all burnt. So I don't want to have be in white and everybody else is in black if I end up in Gehenim. And I don't want to be in black if everybody else is in white if I end up in Gan Eden. And even though the Chora in Gan Eden and Gehenim, you're in the Neshama, but the Neshama, what you bury a person in has an effect on his neshama. So if you bury him in white tachrichim, it has an effect on his neshama. And his neshama now is spiritually clothed in a white, what's ever called white there in Gan Eden and Gehenna. Now, it doesn't mean necessarily the color we see here, but you're going to stand out if your neshama is affected by the tachrichim. And others say, talking about Tchias HaMesim, when you get up in the Beged comes back too. So by Tchias HaMesim, both the Rishayim and the Tzadikim get up. Elu l'deiron olam, these are nidon for their thing, and these are nidon for theirs, by Tchias HaMesim. So if I'm in the group of the Rishayim, I don't want to be wearing white. And if I'm the group of the Tzadikim, I don't want to be wearing black. Samara says, glime sumki. right? The glima, right? So it depends if it's the glima or it's levushe. Levushe is the undergarment, and glima is the outer garments. Enochanami, the outer garments, right, which is like the tachrichim, I didn't have undergarments for tachrichim, it was just one garment. So the outer garment, that was colored. But the inner garments, they were white, the kelim uvarian. So the ones where it's chotzeitz, even mitzad echad, is the whites, very chosh of the kinds of clothing that were the inner clothing, not the outer clothing.